Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's good to have you on the program, Mike. How you been, brother? You doing all right?
I'm doing well. It's been a long time since I've seen you. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Things are good. Blessed. Let's talk about this situation and what we found out today from Rusty Harden with Deshaun Watson, saying that some of these massages, Watson's massages, sometimes resulted in consensual sex. Okay, so this is something we hadn't necessarily heard. Mike, what's the deal here and how this adds to what we already know in this situation?
Well, it wasn't surprising, guys, that this is what Rusty Harden mentioned today. So there are a couple of developments today. There were two hearings on actual motions in these lawsuits. One was at 7:45 Central Time this morning. The other was at 11. Rusty Harden, Deshaun Watson's attorney, won both motions, and I can get into, you know, what that means. But then Rusty Harden did something that he has not done throughout the last 3 weeks, which is hold an actual news conference for a little over an hour, about 3 hours ago here in Houston downtown, where he talked about the nature of the case, why he's taken so long to give sort of a more comprehensive response to the media. And one of the things that he mentioned was that basically they're starting from the presumption that Deshaun Watson did nothing wrong, and that if anything did happen, that they conceded there were some consensual encounters. This was not surprising because in some of their statements, at least in one or two of them in the last couple of weeks, the Rusty Harden team had mentioned consensual encounters. And so this is something that I expected them to use this defense throughout this process.
Because we, again, local kid, everybody's pulling for him, and we're trying to give him, obviously, the benefit of the doubt. We had thought, and I argued this earlier as you were just tuning in, guys, Mike Meltzer joined us from H-Town. He's an attorney, and he's on radio, and he's talking about what's going on with Watson. I was curious why, you know, Deshaun just didn't start paying people off and get this behind him, but his intent was to take this all the way, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I think there are a couple things with that. So he could have tried to settle what originally was only one claim in February, and there were some messages that were released on that front a couple days ago after a really damaging news conference that happened on Tuesday here from the accuser's lawyer, Tony Busby, that led to the Nike suspension of the endorsements and other endorsements then falling by the wayside for Deshaun Watson. But I've heard people, guys, say, you know, why doesn't Deshaun Watson just settle all these right now? That may not be possible. You're talking about 22 accusers, 22 plaintiffs here. And even if he wanted to settle, they would have to agree to settle. That it could take a while for those settlement agreements to work out. I just think it's an unknowable thing. And also, as of last Friday, we found out there was at least one complainant, a criminal complainant to the Houston Police Department, who have now opened an investigation. I think there are rumors of a second, and so the police are investigating this, and I just think it would be too quick to assume that Deshaun Watson can somehow, like, wave a magic wand and get all of this to go away.
Gotcha.
Mike Meltzer, our guest here on Dukes and Bell. Mike, so what's been the reaction there? I know what the reaction has been here. I mean, he's from Gainesville, as Mike said, which is, you know, just north of Atlanta. And people are trying to, you know, keep positive in the sense that they want to believe that Deshaun didn't do this. But what's been the reaction there? Because he still wants out of Houston. He still wants a trade. He still doesn't want to be the quarterback there.
Correct. It's been interesting, Carl, because you probably won't find many cities where a star athlete wants a trade and the public is still behind him. That was the case for Deshaun Watson for a long time this offseason. A lot of fans in Houston felt like, hey, it's fine that he wants out because that's how mismanaged the organization's been run. Then the lawsuits hit. I would say support erodes a little bit, but it's still kind of unknowable. I think the tide really started to turn on Tuesday during that news conference I mentioned from the lawyer for the accusers, Tony Busby, where he had one of the accusers, Ashley Solis, there who gave a statement. Another accuser named Lauren Baxley gave a statement through one of her attorneys as well. And so hearing that for an hour, there were some really damaging allegations thrown out there. That's what led to all the endorsements being dropped or suspended a couple days ago. I think a lot of people did not like that news conference. And that's where I think the tide of public perception really started to turn on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, man, it's a tough story. I mean, where does this go? I mean, ultimately, because the toxicity, as Mike Meltzer joins us, guys, from Mad Dog Radio, ESPN Radio, an attorney in Houston, where does this go? Because we've heard all the stories about the dysfunction in the Houston front office, but needless to say, they hold the high ground on this because right now other teams might be hesitant to talk to them, especially with a commissioner's exempt list. And when does that drop, by the way, from the NFL?
Yeah, there are a couple things that you asked about. So I do think the Texans hold at least the moral high ground in that, you know, Deshaun Watson might want out, but like, man, that's got to be an awkward situation given the 22 accusations you're facing still, and a Sports Illustrated story, by the way, right, with an unnamed anonymous woman who basically gave her own story, her account of giving massage that she did not feel comfortable with giving to Deshaun Watson last week. So, yeah, he doesn't really hold the moral high ground on the team. The commissioner's exempt list is interesting because typically the NFL uses that during the season, or at least when guys are about to be paid. Last year, they put Quentin Dunbar and DeAndre Baker on that list right before training camp when they had that whole robbery deal down in Florida. We're still a couple of months away from training camp. Nobody in the NFL is getting paid right now. Like, yes, guys are signing contracts and they're getting paid the signing bonuses, but in general, these guys are paid during the season. And so that exempt list is basically for the NFL to kind of put a player on ice, where the salary still counts against the salary cap, where the player, though, doesn't count against the 90-man or the 53-man roster. But I feel like the public is treating the exempt list as if it's some sort of, like, indefinite suspension, which it most certainly is not.
Right.
And what I don't know, guys, is I don't know when the NFL is incentivized to put Watson on the exempt list. I do know that their investigation started a couple of weeks ago, and I imagine that investigation will take some time.
Mike, legally, from your legal perspective and what you do,
yep,
what are the percentages that you feel like Deshaun is going to be able to beat this? Because here's the court of public opinion is one thing. And Mike and I have talked about this. Mike Bell and I have talked about this, where, you know, you have the court of public opinion that he's fighting, but he still deserves his day in court. But now you're talking about multiple cases. In your legal opinion, how tough is this going to be for him to defend himself and get out of this?
So far, Carl, these are all civil lawsuits, which means the burden of proof is called preponderance of the evidence, or call it, you know, more likely than not, 51% versus 49%. Whereas in criminal court, it's obviously proof beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the highest standard that we have in law, because if we're taking away someone's freedom, we better be pretty sure that that's the case. When you say beat these cases or win, it's hard because almost all cases settle. Very few cases go to trial. And I'd be really surprised if any of these 22 cases actually went to trial.
So in the civil cases, it rarely goes to trial.
Rarely. And in Houston, in Harris County, like, to get to a trial date, the courts have been backed up since Hurricane Harvey. That's 3.5 years ago. The COVID-19 pandemic has obviously not helped. To get a trial date on something that is a little bit complex like this one, this is very complex, it's going to take 3 or 4 years. I would be very surprised if any of these cases actually went to a trial. Rusty Harden said earlier today that they're absolutely planning to take him to trial. I don't expect that to be the end result. That would really, really surprise me.
Wow. If you're just tuning in, guys, getting great intel from Mike Meltzer, sports radio host for Mad Dog Radio, ESPN Radio, and attorney, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Local kid, we've been pulling for Deshaun Watson, kind of cringing as more and more news drops. So, yeah, you're kind of in limbo, maybe if other teams have an issue with this. So it sounds like he's going to play for the Houston Texans this year.
That's what I can't really figure out, because as you mentioned a few minutes ago, Mike, I don't know that any of this, even if it removes like Deshaun's moral high ground, I don't know if any of this is going to make him want to play for the Texans. Right. So I'm fascinated to see how this is all going to play out also from a football perspective, because like right now, I think Deshaun is untouchable from the standpoint that the Texans employ Deshaun Watson. They employed him a month ago. They employ him now. They don't have to do anything. Like, whereas if a team trades for Deshaun Watson, they're proactively doing something. And I have maintained for a couple of weeks, a team cannot trade for Deshaun Watson right now, because I believe, and I'm not saying other people do, but if you trade for Deshaun Watson right now, you are making, as a team, the affirmative statements that all 22 of these accusers are lying. Like, that's the statement you'd be making by making a trade right now. That's why I think for a trade to be possible, there's going to have to be some progress made in terms of this litigation. There's going to have to be some sort of clarity or resolution. I think any Watson trade talks for right now would be completely on ice. After that Tuesday news conference, there were people in Houston saying that it's on the table, the Texans release him. I don't think that's realistic, because there would be like a lot of accounting issues with that. Like they can't release Deshaun Watson now. Like they'd be in violation of the salary cap. They'd have to go after his guarantees and his signing bonus, all that kind of stuff. So the bottom line is this: I still think a Watson trade is very possible, in the sense of he's 25 years old. I imagine at some point he's going to play in the NFL again, but there has to be some clarity on this process, because no NFL team, in my opinion, can trade for Deshaun Watson right now.
Wow. Mike, great stuff, man. We appreciate
Jeez
you.
Louise.
I'm glad you're doing guys, well.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.